An Ice Queen Among Men, a Franklin Foggy Nelson slash Marcy Stahl fic, written by Marv with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary: Marcy knows better than to say yes to Foggy Nelson, but sometimes relationships aren't about knowing better, they're about knowing yourself. That's cold, Marcy. Marcy sighed and scribbled furiously on her notepad, forcing Matt's words to the back of her mind. She should have known better than to talk to him about Foggy, about everything, really, about identifying as aromantic, about having platonic feelings and sexual feelings, but certainly not romantic feelings, not for Foggy, not for anyone. They were better off as friends. She should never have said yes when Foggy asked her if she was interested in having a relationship with him. It was just, they'd been sitting together in Central Park, Foggy having borrowed his mom's car for the afternoon, and it would have been an awkward ride home if she said no. The pressure got to her in that moment, and she said yes because she really did like Foggy. She liked spending time with him. She liked going to lunches, brunches, dinners, and even bowling on the odd occasion with him. It was just expected at that point, and so she said yes when she should have said no, and now here she was, 2 dates into a romantic relationship that she never wanted in the first place, and it was costing her both sleep and focus, not to mention peace within herself. She was rattled by it, and the thing that bugged her most was that she knew better. There was just so much pressure from society, from her friends and family, from rom-coms and married couples, and this expectation dating back centuries for people to fall in love. She thought about it sometimes, about marriage and the future, and sometimes it was something she wanted. More for the fact that everybody else seemed to want that for her and for themselves, and she got tired of being the odd one out. Unfortunately, her brain, or her DNA, or fate, or even God himself, whoever or whatever it was that made her this way, didn't get the message. Marcy Stahl was destined to be the odd woman out, possibly for the rest of her life. And she needed to make her peace with that, or else pretend she had feelings for Foggy that she didn't. No, she couldn't do that. It would make her feel even more messed up than she did now. Was she messed up, though, or was she just different? Living outside the accepted norm, and not by choice either. She sighed again. It wouldn't be fair to Foggy, and it wouldn't be fair to her. Things couldn't keep going as they were. Tempting as it was to be just like everyone else, in her heart she'd always know, and the deception would poison her until she grew to resent Foggy and to hate herself for being a coward. She didn't want to spend the rest of her life alone. When did the absence of a romantic relationship become the same thing as isolation, though? Why was that the only kind of connection that mattered? Weren't relationships and connections with friends and family just as important? Why was it that everyone looked at her like she'd somehow failed at life just because she didn't have romantic feelings for Foggy Nelson? She liked him. As a friend, as a confidant, and as a person. Foggy was a lot of fun, and she could talk to him for hours. In fact, she had done that many times. The problem was that Foggy was a very romantic person, and Marcy wasn't. He was the sort to bring her flowers and ask before he kissed her, and once again, she said yes, and then got annoyed about it later, partly for the fact that she felt like she was pretending with him, pretending to want romance and heartfelt gestures that she really didn't, but also partially because, while she didn't feel anything romantic towards him and was definitely not in love with him, she did have sexual feelings when it came to Foggy, and the fact that he kissed her quickly and chastely, like kissing her was just an item on his dating to-do list that he checked off, annoyed her so much that she almost ended things with him for that principle alone. A romantic person, Marcy Stahl was not, but she was a very sexual and sensual being, and she felt very strongly that if someone was going to kiss her, then they should kiss her like they meant it, or not at all. To compound matters, that first kiss was so fleeting that at the end of the date she lingered, practically pleading for a second kiss, a better kiss. A real kiss from Foggy, and he had the gall to kiss her cheek. She wasn't happy. Not with Foggy, not with herself. Something had to give, but what Marcy just couldn't do was give Foggy a piece of her mind. He didn't get it, because she hadn't explained it. And she was worried that if she tried to explain aromanticism to him, he'd be scared of and put her in the too hard box, or worse, that he'd react like Matt when she admitted she didn't have feelings for Foggy. She wasn't cold and unfeeling. She felt things very deeply. She craved connection, maybe not in the romantic way Foggy did, but connection and companionship and security, and it was this she feared more than anything, to be alone and misunderstood, Forever Marcy Stahl, the ice queen who couldn't bring herself to love someone as sweet and generous as Foggy Nelson. They needed to talk about it. She could see that very clearly. She wasn't a coward or a fraud. Neither was she unfeeling. She felt something now. Fear. Fear of rejection, fear of judgment and ridicule. Fear of hurting Foggy, and fear that out of her desire for honesty and authenticity, she was going to lose an important person out of her life. Too, in fact. Because where Foggy went, Matt followed. Marcy Stahl had a lot to think about.